We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You guys talking about it? Okay, goodbye, fine. You're full of crap, but okay, goodbye, fine.
When did everybody become so sensitive?
Yeah, Jesus, Christmas. Do what's good for you. And we're not telling you to do it or not. We're just saying they're trying to get you to do it by offering you Jets tickets or Giants tickets.
That's incentive?
I don't know. An Evan Ingram jersey.
Yeah, that'll see.
I get the vaccine for that. Anyway, CeeLo is here. Hello, Christopher. How are you?
I'm wonderful, guys. We are powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. We're going to do a little baseball here since you guys touched on it already quite a bit. Yankees do take care of business against Texas, the three-game sweep. So it sets up a huge nine games to finish out the regular season. We'll get to that in a second. But Aaron Boone has added another nickname to his repertoire, or at least one I had not heard yet personally. Here was Boone following last night's Yankee victory.
I thought Klub actually threw the ball pretty well, and we got soft contacted again.
And that, of course, would be Corey Kluber. Now, the reason I bring this up, not just because it's another nickname, but I feel like Boone usually likes to go with the E on the end.
Yes, Judgy, he does.
Judgy, Gardy, Sanchi, Seve, Higgy, Chappie, yeah. List goes on and on. Klubi works, no?
Klubi's better than Klub.
So why'd you go with Klub?
I don't think it was an accident. I don't think it was an accident. Huh.
That's just a name. I guess Klubi?
Ev, if we pair that with your awkward exchange with Aaron the day with you and Joe, were interviewing him when Craig was not here. I don't know. I just think Aaron might have another side.
Oh, he has a dirty mind?
That perhaps gets
overlooked. What's wrong with Klubi? What am I missing?
No. I'm saying Klubi would normally be what you would go with.
Right. Yeah. So then what are you saying?
Well, he chose Klub.
Klub, like pube? Is that what you're going with?
Or just without the K, lube?
Lube?
Yeah. Oh, lube.
Yeah.
Nah.
That's what I was thinking.
All right. I think you're thinking too much of that.
So also, allow me to say this. Yeah. The guy has a nickname, the Klubot.
Yeah.
That's his nickname.
Oh, yeah, because he's like a robot, right?
So the fact that he goes Klub.
Yeah, but Klubot's not a nickname that my main man, Aaron Boone, would use.
What would you call Corey Kluber, then, if you were managing the Yankees?
I mean, I will say Klubot's most on the money as far as his personality.
What would your nickname be for him?
CK, maybe?
CK.
Doesn't Corey really Kluber, roll CK, off the tongue, right?
I don't know. Klubi, I guess.
See, I'd go Kluberino. That's what I would go.
Kluberino. You can't have a four-syllable nickname.
Why the heck not?
I think Klubi's probably better. Klubi's better than Klub anyway.
Right.
But that guy, listen, I know he threw a no-hitter this year, and all right, yo, he's helped the Yankees here and there. He's not been great, but he's been
all right. He hasn't pitched enough. That's the biggest problem.
He's the fourth inning man.
That dude, the other night, two nights ago, I was making a list of Yankees I'd want to go out with.
Wow.
Go out with?
Not like have a good time with.
Were you hooking up with them?
No, like Yankees that would be fun to go to the club with, have dinner with.
Right.
I was making a list.
Was Kluber 26th on that list?
Yeah, how many guys are on the team?
Well, right now it's up to 28.
Yeah.
He was 27th then. Yeah.
But who's dead last?
Garrett Cole. Yeah. Because Kluber, I don't know, I could see maybe you could have fun with him because he's such a robot.
Yeah.
But Garrett Cole is frustrating.
Well, I want to go back to this. Who's number one? Was it Clint Frazier or Luke Voit?
Well, I'm just talking players. I'm not talking anyone but players.
I just said two players.
Well, yeah. Clint Frazier's not on the active roster.
Oh, right he now. Doesn't count anymore?
Clint Frazier, I don't even know if he's... Where is he? I mean, he's got a real serious head problem.
I hope he's
problems.
Okay wherever he is. Yeah,
I feel for him because I don't think they've ever figured that out with the migraines and the headaches and the... what's it called when you feel like you're falling all the time?
Vertigo.
Yeah, that's no joke. His career might be over.
No, it's scary.
I'm not going to it's not, but... So, no, I didn't include Clint Frazier.
So, was it Luke Voit?
Luke Voit was right there at the top.
I mean,
of the
he
list.
Looks like a party animal.
Yeah, Luke Voit seems like the kind of dude we go to some mud wrestling with.
Hold on, I got to think through this. It's not Gary Sanchez. It's not Kyle Higashioka. DJ's boring as hell.
Seems it.
Glaber could be. I mean, he's young, so you could see Glaber having a good time.
Glaber probably a good time to go out.
Higashioka's pretty interesting, though. He speaks like six languages.
Who's that?
Higashioka.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, but I'm not looking to learn French.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
He might be an interesting, smart
guy. What kind of plans do you have when you're going out? Now, Craig probably wants to do keg stands.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, if you're talking...
Educated people, how silly of me.
He wants to be
if you're talking about a three-hour car ride, maybe Higgy's the guy because he's probably a fascinating guy to learn from and talk to. Yeah, I'm talking about going out. We're going out tonight. We're hitting dinner, drinks, the club.
You know who's number one?
Late night, we're going again.
It just hit me. Clear number one guy. And it's funny. Mm-hmm. It's hilarious that this is the guy.
Who's the guy?
Giancarlo.
Definitely. Giancarlo Stanton. Yes. Really?
Yeah.
He was not my number
one.
You
don't throw those weights just to hit home runs.
Nah.
I think he'd probably be fun. Oh. I can also see him being a bit of a wallflower.
He seems really? Dry. He's a little dry.
Yeah. My number one guy was Tyler Wade. Number two was Luke Voit.
Okay.
They were my top two guys to go party with.
You put T. Wade number one.
Yes, I did.
Well, interesting.
He's got to be good for something, you know.
No, right. Tyler Wade. Tyler Wade knows what's going on.
I understand.
He's good for stealing third,
yes,
I can tell you that.
Yeah, that's right. I should say this, to be fair, on the Klub nickname, if you put Corey with it, it kind of like Corey K. So
I think you should stop talking about this.
All right, well, I'm fascinated by his nickname choices.
I have no idea what he was trying to say.
What was he talking about?
Well, you said CK. Yeah, that doesn't really work.
You know that sometimes they say, somebody, are you willing to die on that hill?
Yeah.
You died on that hill.
Yeah, fine.
You're dead, bro.
Listen, the Boone nickname's fascinating. He has them for almost everybody, so that's why I bring it to you. All right, so you have him at 5 o'clock. I imagine he will be preaching.
Talking about?
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
No, I'm thinking of the club. I'm sorry.
Okay. He'll be preaching a lot of this as his Yanks head into the final stretch of the regular season.
It's on us. It's right in front of us. We go out and play well, we'll get to where we want to go. We don't, we're going home.
It's that simple.
He's right. That couldn't be more right.
You know what's crazy? So when the Mets and the Yankees began the Subway Series, we looked at this stretch of games. They had 12 games against bad teams. The New York Mets, the Baltimore Orioles, the Cleveland Indians, and the Texas Rangers. And we looked at this and said, all right, you're playing 12 games against garbage teams. You got to beat them up. Off the top of your head, do you know what they did in these 12 games? Top of your head.
Top of my head, I would say out of the 12 games, 7-5?
They were 7-5. They didn't exactly have this great stretch.
Not good enough.
But what's funny is you say not good enough. They're tied with Toronto. I mean,
so
they're two behind Boston.
It's not good enough, and it was good enough to let them still control their own destiny.
Yeah, it's like this weird thing where going into the 12-game stretch, we actually talked about it on the air. We said, all right, what do they have to do over these 12 games? None of us would have been okay with 7-5.
No, you know, we said with 22 games to go, they had to be 15-7 to get in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we said. You guys have to go back and check what they are. I guess they could still do that, or better, I suppose.
Well, then it comes down to this. They've got 9 games left with really good teams. The Blue Jays, the Red Sox, obviously Red Sox, then Blue Jays, then Rays. 9 games. What are they going to do in these 9 games?
What's really, listen, you can't get ahead of yourself and get to that Tampa series because God knows if you get swept by the Red Sox, you know, good night anyway. But there's a part of me that's fascinated by how Tampa handles that series.
Well, do you remember, and correct me if I'm wrong on the year, 2011? Because in 2011, the New York Yankees had the East wrapped up, done, won the division. And there were two teams battling for the wild card, the Boston Red Sox and the Tampa Bay Rays. Game 162, Tropicana Field.
Look how excited he is.
Because this was awesome.
I vaguely remember
that. The Yankees had a 6-0 lead against the Rays. Oh, they're going to get the Red Sox in the playoffs. And the Yankees just, I don't know if it was on purpose, just laid down. And Evan Longoria hit that walk-off home run. The Red Sox lost to the Orioles. And the Yankees, who I guess didn't give a rat's patoot, basically allowed the Rays to dramatically steal the wild card from the Boston Red Sox. I don't know what Tampa Bay's thinking because it also affects them. Like, the Tampa Bay Rays are going to face the winner of the wild card game. They have a say in who they play in the divisional series.
Yep.
So I'm not saying the same stuff's going to happen, but I do remember a decade ago the Yankees not really caring and blowing a huge lead to the Rays, and it allowed Tampa Bay to dramatically win a wild card.
Harry's in Stamford, Connecticut on the fan. Harry, good afternoon. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. What's good?
I know you said it's not going to happen, but I'm manifesting it into existence. Seinfeld's going to be there tonight. If I say it enough times, it'll happen.
I mean, it certainly could happen. He came last time.
Okay, so I have a simple question for you guys. What's going to be a worse performance, Zach Wilson against the Pats last week or Evan Roberts at Gotham Comedy tonight?
Wow, that's a great question. We'll see you tonight, Harry. Thanks, buddy.
What's your confidence level? You're very high on Zach. You've been kind of...
I love Zach Wilson.
Mum on how I'll do with my 1 minute of stand-up. So where are you right now?
Well, it's not a fair comparison, but I'm fascinated by contemplating it because everyone in the building tonight listens to this show. Because we sold it out without announcing a single comic, and it wasn't promoted anywhere else. So the only way you'd know about the show is if you listened to our show, right? And I say that because that means that the 300 whatever people that are going to be there all know you or who you are.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing for you.
Is it?
Because they know you're not a stand-up comic.
Right.
They know you're quirky and all that stuff, right? So it's no matter what you do, I think they're going to laugh at you.
You think so? See, I
not with you, at you.
Well, so does that count as bombing, though?
Well, I mean, like if people are laughing,
but if people are laughing at me, isn't that sort of a win, or is it not? Isn't the goal to get laughs?
Yeah, as long as they laugh, it doesn't matter.
So then it doesn't matter. To me, it doesn't.
Well, now, you'll know in your soul, did I do well or did I bomb? But as long as they laugh, now remember, here's the order. Mm-hmm. Jen Sturge is doing 10 minutes of Brett Favre penis jokes.
Right.
And then I'm introducing you.
Right.
You're going on after that.
Is that good or bad, by the way?
I think the crowd will be good to go. The crowd will be ready to roll for you.
I think her
stuff's going to go over really well.
Let me ask you a question.
And then I introduce you, meaning I'm going to have a couple things to say, too.
Oh, great.
I think expectations are going to be very high for Evan at that point.
We do.
It's a tough spot.
Why would expectations
because
be high?
Because
they just
heard some great content.
Yeah, but see,
and they're, you know, the bar is set high.
But I'm not a comedian, nor am I that funny.
I know.
Right?
That's the problem.
So then why that, too?
So then why would the bar be high?
Because
it's going to be a hopeful bar.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I'm going for the George W. Bush, which is the bar is really low. I exceed expectations. Like, wow, not bad.
Now, let me ask you guys are all going. I'll start with CeeLo. Do you think he does well or not?
I think he'll do fine.
Fine.
I think it'll be a representative performance.
Okay. Tommy, do you think he does well or no?
I think Evan will do well, yes. They want to laugh. They want to laugh.
Yeah, I think he's going to get laughed at, and so it won't be awkward.
Yeah, I agree.
But he'll be bad enough where it's like, look at this guy. But it won't be stunned silence. There'll be enough applause. There'll be enough laughter.
It'll be like, a loser.
I knew it was going to be this awful.
What is best for the show?
Do your thing.
No. I'm not doing anything different. I'm merely asking, in your brain, because you think this way, it's part of what I really admire about you. You think of what's best for the show.
It's you either have to kill or be horrendous.
Bomb. See, that's the thing. That's why, and I was thinking the exact same thing. We're on the same page. If I'm representable, it's like, great.
We're going to play it on the air tomorrow. Yeah.
You may not be able to.
We're videotaping it. We're going
to
put it on video as well.
He's giving a little hint there.
If there's curse words, we'll bleep them. Don't worry. We'll dump them, but we're going to let everybody hear it tomorrow.
I think bomb is best.
All right.
What was that?
Bomb is best. That's right, for the show.
I agree. I can't hear when you talk to
us. No, I was
going to
say, and we're also sending it to Aaron Boone for him to judge it.
Yeah, Aaron Boone's going to be, Aaron Boone's waiting for it. I told him I will text him with it as soon as you're off stage.
I don't know if this is a good thing or not, but a lot of times I'm nervous about things. I have a very I don't really care attitude, which could be a good thing. Yeah. Like, I got my material, I'm doing my best, whatever the hell happens, happens.
We'll continue with CeeLo in a minute. 877-337-6666. No baseball tonight, so chance to just take a deep breath. Watch a little meaningless football in regards to the Jets and Giants. There is Thursday night football tonight. And get ready for 9 games, right? I think it's 9 and 10, am I right? 9 games, 10 days. I think there's one day off.
Monday is a day off.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Monday may not be a day off.
Yeah, if there's rain, because there's rain in the forecast in Boston.
For tomorrow.
And Saturday.
For both? Okay.
And they have a common off day on Monday. So, and by the way, a rain out on Friday is a disaster.
Well.
A disaster.
Can you do us a favor and not have this come down to a 7-inning doubleheader?
It's not the reason why it's a disaster.
You'll explain after why it is. Plus, I got to get Eddie's call as well.
Big time.
Because something happened last night. This is actually all week. At Yankee Stadium, that was fascinating.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
If Francisco Lindor has the year we expect, he's right. They win 5, 6, 7, 8 more games.
He said I'm responsible for 5 to 7 more wins based on my bad performance.
So you know what he just did to you without you realizing?
What did he do?
He cited war. That's what he did.
He cited war?
Yeah, he said, I'm a 7
Who's
war.
Who's he fighting with? which war? 1812?
Wins above replacement, the stat everybody
nobody
hates.
Nobody knows what that means.
Yeah, but Lindor did it is my point. That's what's kind of funny about it.
I don't know what he did other than 2 weeks too late take ownership for his poor play.
He basically said, if I play better, we win 5 or 7
yeah,
more games.
But he's not at war with anyone, though.
Coming to grips with reality here.
Yeah,
at
like
the
I give him credit
season.
For some honesty, but he's definitely not at war with anyone.
Well, he was with the fans a few weeks ago.
But of course, no one disagrees with him.
Right.
Therefore, it's not a war. Yeah. I don't know what you'd call it.
Had some of that audio to play. I guess it's useless.
Oh,
now.
Do you have it?
I mean, little clips.
All right. All here's Eddie. Right. Eddie's in East Islip. Eddie, what's up, kid?
Craigie, Evan, and CeeLo. Good afternoon, boys.
What's up?
What's up, man?
Before I get to my question, Craig, I have to thank you. I mean, the person that gave me my vaccine, you know, told me I had to get it and they took it. So, you know, I let them give it to me. I didn't have
enough. Nice. It reminds me of the time I went to have my my prostate exam, and I told the doctor he had to pull my pants down. And he goes, what are you talking about? I go, I paid you $20 copay. Earn it. And he pulled my underwear down. Fascinating.
Amen. I loved it.
Yep.
It's important to go. It's important to go.
It's also the last time he accepted me as a patient, but he did earn the $20, I'll tell you that.
I always look at the box score to see the attendances at these games and the attendance. And, you know, 25,000 fans at a Yankee game in the middle of a pennant race in the middle of, at the end of September, it's just, I have a hard time believing that that's all COVID-driven. You know, I work
so what do you think it is? Do you have a theory?
I do. I think that baseball is just slowly dying. And for the sport, I think that the timing of COVID is not good. When I walk around the hallways in my building at the school I work in, kids aren't wearing Yankees T-shirts and Mets T-shirts. Like, baseball is becoming very irrelevant.
I
think that this is putting gasoline on the fire.
Here's where I would disagree, and obviously none of us can prove we're right about this. I don't think Yankee fans trust this team, and I don't think Yankee fans love this team. And I think that's what's driving it more than the sport itself. Because I think in New York, we do love baseball. But as much as you and I, Craig, say it's so cool the Yankees are in a pennant race, the fact they're in a pennant race is a massive disappointment. They were supposed to be better than that. And I think that's a big part of why they were in the low to mid-20s this week.
Yeah, listen, Fenway Park's going to be sold to the rafters, all right? When the Yankees, if the Yankees are playing meaningful games against Tampa in a week and a half, the place will be damn near sold out, if not sold out, because those games will mean something. You have time to prepare to know that those games are happening, but I think you're right. You know, this team has not lived up to expectations, has gone through droughts that are unbelievably bad, and it's almost like, well, hey, do I want to really go see the Yankees and the Texas Rangers,
Craig,
on a Tuesday night during the school year?
I'm going to give you.
I don't.
I'm going to give you a perfect example. The year they played the Orioles in the first round of the playoffs, Jeter got hurt in the ALCS against the Tigers. Memory tells me that was 2013, if I'm not mistaken, or 2012. One of those 2 years. Correct me if anyone knows.
I think it's 12.
Okay. Yeah. I ended up going to every Yankee playoff game. Now, you'd say, wow, well, what's the reason?
Well, the Mets were out of it, of
the
course.
The Mets were out of it. There was no market for tickets. The Yankees couldn't give away tickets. They played a Game 5 against the Orioles. C.C. Sabathia pitched a great game. Winner take all. First round. Upper Deck was half empty because Yankee fans didn't like that team. They didn't believe in that team. They didn't trust that team. Now, 4 years later, 2017, hottest freaking ticket we've seen. Why? Did baseball magically become popular in 4 years, or did that team become a team that connected with Yankee fans in a way that that previous team didn't? It's about the team.
It's part of it for sure. There's a personality that comes and goes. You know, so the players come and go. This year, I don't know. Listen, is COVID part of it? Probably for all teams. There's a little piece still of folks that don't want to go, right? So you have to put that into the mix. And it's that, listen, the Yankees haven't caught on yet. They will, obviously, because, you know, there's enough front runners out there also that if they're playing a postseason game, there's no worry you'll have 46,000 people there. So that's not the issue. And I think amongst some young people, yeah, baseball is dead. But not everyone, because like I said, tomorrow night at Fenway, guess what's going to happen? There's not going to be an empty seat in the building.
And the secondary market's hot.
Yeah.
I was checking it the other day. It's red
and
hot.
And when they, I can't speak to Toronto because I don't know, but I imagine that for those people who give a damn about baseball, same deal when they play Toronto.
Yeah.
The interesting thing to me is if the Yankees do what they're supposed to do against Boston and Toronto, what's it like at Yankee Stadium for the Tampa series? Because we know what happens the other way. If the Yanks, you know, bleep the bed, it's going to be...
Oh, the place will be empty.
Hello, 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 hello. Hello, 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 hello. You can sit anywhere you want. But if they go, I don't know, 5-1 in these next six games...
Oh, the place will be jammed.
I think the place is going to be packed.
It depends where they're sitting a week from tomorrow. If they are tied for a playoff spot... They're in great spot. If they're 2 games back of a playoff spot, so they're alive, but teetering.
Right.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it'll be half empty.
Because you asked the question last segment, what do they have to do? What do they need record-wise? To me, though, the more important question is, what are the other teams going to do? Because their schedule is much easier.
The schedules of both the Red Sox and Blue Jays are super soft. Now, that doesn't mean the Blue Jays can't lose to the Minnesota Twins.
Sure.
It doesn't mean the Orioles can't be a spoiler. They play both the Red Sox and the Blue Jays. But really what it comes down to is you are facing, in 6 straight games, teams that you're racing with. So if you beat them, you gain ground on them.
Sure.
It's as simple as that.
Right. Listen, if they win all 3 against the Boston Red Sox, you know, boop, they jump ahead. And it doesn't matter what the Red Sox do after that, because as long as the Yankees do what they're supposed to do.
But they have to keep winning.
It's what Aaron Boone said.
So what do they have to do?
We got 9 games to go.
So what do they have to do?
7-2.
I agree with you. Is 6-3 enough, which is winning 2 out of 3?
Could be. 7-2 is a lock.
6-3 makes me nervous.
Because think about it. 7-2 means that Toronto's got to be 8-1.
Yeah, but look who they're playing.
I'm saying.
Well, also,
but
what
that includes beating them.
Right,
so
right. You're winning 2. Right. If you're giving 2 out of 3 against the Blue Jays, that means you're a game up.
Right.
And you do have that
7-2 locks it up. You're done. You're in.
Yeah.
That's the number. The number is 7. I don't care what anyone else has to say. That's a lock. Could they get in 6-3? Of course they could.
You're relying on help.
But now you're looking for other teams.
And you don't want
to. You're begging the Baltimore Orioles,
yeah,
who you've embarrassed over the years, not this year.
Not this year.
To now turn around and win a game for you. And they're 1-18 against Tampa this year. You think they're going to go out there and try to help the Yankees out?
Here's the problem. You're about to play the Red Sox and Blue Jays. The New York Yankees are 12-20 against the Red Sox and Blue Jays this year. So they're going to have to change the fortunes
they're
that
due.
They haven't
now,
had this year.
Due.
Cody Decker, no, Corey David. You think Corey Decker would actually do something for the show? Corey David just sent me a note. You'd have to, guys, check this, please. That according to the Canadian, was that Ontario? That'd be Ontario government.
Yes.
15,000 people max, Yankees, Toronto next week. I don't know if that helps the Yankees or not. But
they're maxing the crowd out?
That's what a guy just
said. I thought they were at 100% capacity. Did they change that?
I don't know who Corey David is, but he seems like a nice guy on Twitter.
No, I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just saying I thought the Blue Jays up in Toronto were playing at full capacity.
Yeah, but isn't that why they were playing in Buffalo and Tampa?
Yeah, but then they went back there.
Oh.
No, maybe he's right. I just looked at a Blue Jay twin game from last week. Attendance was 14,601, so
yep.
Maybe he's right.
So 15,000 max for those games.
I don't think it makes a difference now. This isn't the NBA. This isn't the NFL or home.
I don't think it ever makes a difference.
In baseball, it really doesn't.
But that's just
Here's
me.
Where it makes a difference. It makes it more difficult me and C-Mac to potentially go to Toronto for a wild card.
He doesn't
game.
Have a passport. You're not going to Toronto. And I even offered him my 24-hour passport service, but he doesn't want to call Cabeza up. So
really?
Fine. Don't go to the Bronx and get a passport that gets
wow.
you to Toronto.
What a fan you
yeah.
are. Jeez.
It doesn't get you into Europe, but Cabeza's passport gets you to Toronto. No problem. He said no to me.
Wow. Disappointed, man.
I think they're at 15,000 right now, but they're talking about letting some more in.
Oh, so you know what they'll do? They'll do what the Knicks and Nets did. As soon as the playoffs start.
Full capacity, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on
even for these last six home games, they're saying that they're talking about possibly expanding it beyond. They haven't given a number, but it's at 15 right now.
Today in the moment, 15K.
Correct.
It might be more by the time we get to it.
That's what this story I just found says, yes.
I don't know. All right. Anything you didn't get to, Caleb?
I was going
to
give you the whole Chris Sale story, but, you know, we can save that for another time if you
want. Feel free. What's the story?
Well, he pitched last night against the Mets, so the Yankees will miss him. You might recall back in 2016, he's bored already.
Here's why
you'll be interested, because I heard
good.
You're very into the yellow jerseys.
Oh, it's the uniform story. Is that what you're giving them?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't like the yellow jerseys. I like the hats.
Fine. Yep. So back in 2016, when he was with the White Sox, they were supposed to wear throwbacks against the Tigers.
I remember
that. Cut them up with scissors because he was supposed to start, didn't want to wear them. Long story short, he got suspended 5 games, traded to the Red Sox that winter, right?
Yep.
So he's pitched twice now in this 7-game winning streak with the yellows on. So they asked him last night, what does he think of them?
I love them. I do. I know that might be surprise to some people, but
all right. Yeah. So the awkward, uncomfortable left.
He
knows the past.
Yeah.
So why does he feel different about a drastic change in this case this time around as compared in Chicago a few years back?
What it represents means even more to us, and I think you're going to see him quite a bit more because you know, we play well in him, and for now we're going to keep that rolling and have some fun with it. So
I would just
we
say,
love these unis.
Beating the Mets doesn't really say anything about you.
They were hot before that.
Don't
though.
Mess with the streak.
I'm just
that
saying.
That is the old
And knowledge. I just read the Boston Red Sox have received approval from Major League Baseball that they can wear these ugly uniforms in the playoffs.
Wow.
So this will be a long-term thing. If the Yankees are playing the Red Sox at Fenway a week from Monday, we're going to be watching these yellow jerseys with the blue hats that you
I'm
love.
I'm going to have one of those hats here tomorrow, too.
Great.
Yeah, I talked to my friends over at Fanatics. And they're very busy right now opening up the new NHL flagship store on 33rd and 9th. But they found the time to send me a powder blue hat. So I'll have that tomorrow.
So the big Yankee fan, is now going to come into the studio as the Yankees and Red Sox are about to begin a pivotal series wearing a Red Sox hat.
Possible.
That's where you're at.
And if October 5th goes a certain way, you better make sure I don't see that.
Is that right?
That's all I'm saying.
Is that right? Is that some type of threat?
Yes, that's a threat. If the Yankees are playing the Red Sox October 5th for the wild card game, I'm not saying I will search out the hat.
Yeah.
Make sure I don't see
it. I will tell you this. I'm going to have 3 hats here tomorrow. All right? I'm not telling you what the third hat is. It's a surprise hat.
Ooh.
But I can tell you hat number 1 will be
surprise.
time.
The Boston Red Sox, powder blue, yellow B, kind of a 13 also, which goes back to the bombing at the Boston Marathon in 2013. So it's kind of like a combo of the 13 and the B. I will have that hat here tomorrow. I will also have, courtesy of Gary Perrone and the Brooklyn Cyclones, the Brooklyn Cyclones powder blue hat with the B and the C, Brooklyn Cyclones, on the hat as well.
Mm-hmm.
I will also have here tomorrow a third mystery hat, also powder blue.
Interesting. And you will pick one of them to wear what, permanently on your head?
Yes. One of those hats is not like the other.
Okay.
All right. They'll all be on display here. I will rock all of them on the show, and then I will pick one of them to wear moving forward.
Forever.
Yep.
Or at least for a month or something. Like, you're going to be married to this hat?
Have you met this guy forever?
For the rest of this baseball season, for sure.
Oh, okay.
I also found out that I am not allowed to build anything inside this studio.
Hmm.
As you know, I was going to build the blame pole.
Yeah, I was looking forward to it. I was actually game planning it in my head last night.
That being said, I've had the blame pole blessed by the company. I'm just not allowed to build anything in here because they're building rules on it.
What?
However, I'm not even kidding. You can't put a nail on the wall here. Someone from the building has to do that for you, other than in my office where I put them everything up. All right, here's the deal. A sponsor has stepped forward that wants to build the pole at their place and ship it here.
And that's allowed?
That's allowed because there's no building going
on. Right.
So by next week, I'm not going to say the name of the company yet because the sales has to figure all that stuff out, but it's done. We will have in studio the official Carton and Roberts blame pole.
Wow. Can't wait for that.
So you've got a pole guy.
I've got a pole guy.
Huh.
Yep.
How about that?
I don't have a pole guy, but I got a pole guy. That's right. Yep.
Are we going to have the airing of grievances with the pole here too?
Nope.
No.
We're not going to copy Seinfeld Beats in that regard.
No?
We're going to have a blame pole. So, for example, let's say we have one bad Friday in ratings. We put your picture right on the blame pole.
Now, would that be a picture with or without the glasses? Because I know that's a very sensitive subject.
I can't look at your face without glasses, so it'll be with the glasses on.
Got it.
All right. Very good. CeeLo will be at the comedy show tonight. He's pulling for you, he told me.
Is he, though?
He's sitting with those two knuckleheads, so say.
I just told you bomb is best.
So yeah, he wants a bomb.
Yeah.
And I respect that, by the way.
I think we all kind of want your bomb, Evan.
I know that.
A funny bomb we can laugh at.
A funny bomb.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Do you want to tell anyone what your act is going to content-wise or no?
No.
So only the 300 people in the venue tonight will know it. I put the video out.
Yeah. I mean, of course, eventually you'll know, but I'm not going to give away my material. I practiced it once this morning.
I thought
it was all right.
In the mirror?
Yeah, in the mirror.
1 to 10, what'd you give yourself?
It's weird. I don't know.
That's honest.
I think it's interesting, but I don't know if it's going to garner laughs. May garner pity laughs. May garner this guy's so unfunny laughs. Or is it really going to garner, wow, that's funny laughs? I don't know. I'm sure you'll be the first to tell me how that went when it's done.
I certainly will. Right on stage after you.
Oh, you will give me a live critique?
I'm going on stage after you to introduce the next act.
Right. I got you.
Yeah. I think it's going to be great. Jerry's in Manhattan. Jerry's in Manhattan on The Fan. Jerry, what's good? Jerry! Do me a favor. Jerry's in some spot where it's like he's at, you know, Penn Station or something. Just check on him. Eric's in Parsippany. Eric, what's good with you, handsome?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, listen, I'm heading up to Boston this weekend for my daughter's travel soccer game on Saturday.
Ooh, okay.
The game is at noon.
Yep.
It's about a half hour outside of Boston. So my question to you guys, as a father, She's 12 years old. Mm-hmm. Do I buy tickets and go to the game?
Yeah. Yeah. Just don't wear any New York or Yankee gear there.
Well, that part's not true either, because here's the deal, Eric. Here's a secret that Craig doesn't accept yet. The Boston fan is soft now. All right, so you really have nothing to worry about. It's like a day at the park. You could even wear Yankee stuff. Obviously, you know, don't scream and yell at anybody. You're not. And you will have a great time at Fenway Park, because the Boston fans are they're sweet now.
You are with a 12-year-old girl, too. Yeah. So I would say, listen, if you have the opportunity to go to Fenway Park to see what amounts to a playoff-type atmosphere game,
go.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You got to take advantage of it. Plus, you're the greatest dad in the world if you do it.
Absolutely, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always about the daddy-daughter weekend, you know what I mean?
I'm telling you, I've said this a million times on radio shows, anywhere I've ever been. Your kids remember moments like that more than anything else. And your daughter will never forget the day her awesome rock star father drove to Boston to watch her play soccer, and then after the game said, honey, we're going to Fenway.
Yes.
It's awesome.
It is. It's going to be expensive. I'm warning you right now. But you're having a great time.
Four of these, fine.
Not too bad. A couple $100. No, it's not that bad.
Yeah, a couple hundo.
You get, for a life. For like, listen, you know, three and change.
How much money would you spend to have a experience with your children that will never forget?
I'd spend whatever.
It's MasterCard priceless.
I'm just trying to help him out. But he's already looked, which I respect and appreciate.
I love it, Eric. I love it. But don't wear any Yankee gear.
Yeah,
there.
You can wear Yankee
stuff.
Because
then you both get punched right in the face.
That's not going to happen.
And you can't punch a 12-year-old kid in the face. But they'll do it.
You don't have to be
scared.
Animals. Like Craig, Boston is fine. Wear Yankee stuff. There's going to be a lot of Yankee fans there anyway. I expect a really good turnout amongst Yankee fans over the weekend.
At Fenway?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
I tell you, I did
25%.
See something.
That's my number.
No, that's too high. But I did see something that I found remarkable, not last night, but two nights ago. The New York Mets were going through another one of their typical blunders. You know, which is why they're 1-7 in their last
eight. Why are you
bringing
up the Mets?
Because something good happened.
Oh, really? Oh, goody.
Yeah.
Goody.
So some dude, Kiki...
Hernandez.
Yeah,
Enrique Hernandez, but Kiki is his nickname.
Kiki Hernandez hit a bomb. He hit a home run.
Yeah.
And they go, whoa, that ball's way out of here. And the Red Sox take the lead that they're not going to relinquish. Whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they show a Met fan in a Met sweatshirt. He got the ball.
Right.
Sitting directly in front of him are two, I would say, about 12-year-old, 10-year-old boys wearing Red Sox jerseys, and they're sitting in the outfield, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Met fan looked at them, and who knows what he said, it doesn't matter, handed one of these boys the Kiki Hernandez home run. And that kid, who had kind of buck teeth and needs dental work for sure, that kid... His mouth was open, or as they say in literature, a gape,
mm-hmm.
which means open.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, what just happened? I just got the Kiki Hernandez home run ball. And it was one of the greatest, like, purest moments that you get from time to time at sporting events, right? Where the adult did right by the kid. But in this case, what struck me was that it was a guy wearing a Mets sweatshirt who gave a Red Sox fan the ball.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
I was fascinated by that. Now, they punched the guy in the face on his way out and dumped three beers on him.
Stop.
But in that moment, all was right in the world.
Dude, this happens when I was at Mets Yankees earlier this year, a Yankee fan. Caught a foul
Which
ball.
Which one? At City Field?
At Yankee Stadium.
Yankee Stadium,
a Yankee fan caught a foul ball.
And threw it right at the Red Sox outfielder like he should have.
It was a Mets-Yankees game. I'll say it again.
Damn it.
And he turned it around and gave it to my son, who was wearing a DeGrom jersey. It was awesome. It was the sweetest thing ever.
Oh, you didn't tell us that story.
I did.
Did we? Did he tell us that story before Big Mac?
After it happened, I did.
You never told us that story.
Yes,
Someone
I did.
Gave your son a foul ball? No. I don't ever remember that story.
Son getting a foul ball was never told on this show.
It absolutely was. In fact, since I know the date, we can go back in the archives and I can find it. And when I do,
will you apologize?
Yes.
Okay.
Never. You've never told that story with me sitting here.
I did.
No.
You didn't care that much about it. You glossed over. You gave me a look of...
I would have done a whole hour on it. Like, who was that jackass to give the son of a successful sports talk radio show host who can afford his own balls a ball?
Well, first of all, he didn't know who I am because who am I? I'm a guy at a baseball game with my kid.
No, you're a new. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Did people notice or recognize you last night at the AEW event at Arthur Ashe Stadium in Queens?
Yes.
Okay. And you don't think anybody noticed you at a Met Yankee game?
I mean, some people did notice me. I don't think this gentleman did, and that's fine.
This guy knew exactly who he was giving the ball to because he wanted the shout-out for doing it.
I offered to buy him a beer. I said, sir, I'd love to get you something to drink. He's like, no, which made him even more of a superhero.
Of course.
But have you ever caught a ball and given it to a kid? Have you ever done that?
I've never caught a ball in a game.
Really?
Never.
Well, hold on a second, because I have given a ball to a kid.
Yeah.
I want to make something clear before anyone said, oh, you're BSing. I did not catch it. It bounced, and then I got it.
Okay, that's fine.
And
who'd you give it to?
There was a kid next to me.
Yeah?
The same team, though, Met fan.
Whatever. Fine. Was it a kid that you brought to the game?
Didn't know the kid.
Do you have some kind of service out there where you bring random kids to ball games and give them balls?
What the hell?
I'm just asking. Like, there's some random kid sitting next to you.
No!
And I'm like, maybe you have some new service. It's like, hey, if you're a kid who likes to go to Met games, Evan will adopt you for the day and give you a ball.
Well, that sounds very sweet, but no. I was with a friend of mine.
Was it his kid?
It was not. It was a random kid.
Totally random.
On the other side of the section.
Was he in the 315 Mafia?
I don't think so.
All right, just checking.
And I got up and I handed him the ball, and I got to tell you, coming as an adult, it's the greatest feeling in the world because he was so freaking happy.
I know what you did.
What?
You must have figured the SNY cameras were on you.
Come on.
And you wanted them, you wanted Keith and Ronnie and then Gary to say.
Is that what you think?
And they're looking at Evan Roberts, man of the people, pulse of the people finalist.
No.
Giving a random kid who they didn't know that you adopted for the day in an unmarked van. And brought to the game to get a free ball.
I gave the kid the ball because it's the right thing to do. And also, here's the truth. Let's all be honest here. If you get a foul ball at a game, and there's a kid near you, and you don't give it to them, you're going to get ridiculed.
Depends how old you are.
How old who, man?
If you're over 18, I agree.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. An adult. Like
you. Yeah.
If you get a foul ball, as excited as you may be, and to me, I don't care that much about foul
balls.
Big
Mac wouldn't give the kid the ball.
Would you not?
Well, he's got two boys of his own.
You'd
bring that ball home to your kids in a minute. You wouldn't give the ball away.
No, I think I'd give it away.
Gary Sanchez hits a bomb to beat the Red Sox.
Well, and
there's a kid with an overbite sitting next to you. And the kid's like, he's drooling. You wouldn't give that. You would not give that kid the ball because you bring it up to your own sons.
Yeah, but no one knows that. See, this is what you're missing. When he's at the game, all people see is large C-Mac without a kid keeping the baseball. Doesn't matter if he has kids at
home. He would get booed. You're right.
He would get booed. So, look, I'm not saying this was my reasoning. I'm not saying it's the Yankee fans' reasoning. But understand this, and I know a lot of people listening have felt this. You are under public pressure
to give it up,
to give that baseball to a kid.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that.
That's the truth.
I agree with you. You will get booed in that spot because they will see you as an adult, not because he's big, just because he's an adult.
I never said anything
about
that.
Who has that weird, unmarked van mustache going on. And
wait, what was that?
What happened? And they'll say, dude, you better give that kid the ball.
I only have the mustache, so someone will make fun of me for that instead of being fat. It never works.
It just
thank
did.
You.
It
just
you think it's a distractor?
Yes.
Right? Yeah, that's why bald people have a lot of, 5 o'clock shadows. That's what it's a bald move.
Gotcha.
Yeah. A lot of bald guys, you'll see them with beards, mustaches, goatees, because they think it distracts from the baldness.
By the way, speaking of hair, how dare you?
What did I do?
How freaking dare you? You know what today is?
Now what have I done?
Today's National Redhead Day. I didn't get a, hey, Ev, congratulations. Hey, Ev, happy Redhead Day.
So is this the one day out of the year we're not allowed to make fun of you?
That's right.
That is damn right.
That's the day you chose to go on stage at a comedy club?
You're right.
Forgot about that, actually.
Yeah, all right. Well, happy National Redhead
Day. Thanks, Craig. Appreciate it.
Are you bringing in wings tomorrow?
No.
What happened to our deal?
I'm going to tell you why.
What happened to our agreement?
I'm going to tell you why.
You'd go to Candlelight every Friday during football season and bring us wings.
I would love to do that. Here's the caveat. So last night I went to All Elite Wrestling. It was a great time. Enjoyed it. Fantastic. It was a really late night. Okay? I'm tired. I wake up very early in the morning. I slept 3 hours. Tonight, it's like a date night. My wife's coming out. She's excited to watch me. Wait a second. That's good. That'll get me sympathy laughs.
Yes.
My wife's going to be there tonight. You really want me to be embarrassed in front of her, guys? Is that
this
what you want?
Part of the act, is it?
No.
Yeah,
whatever. So it's another night out. I'm getting no sleep. So the last thing I want to do Friday morning is do anything.
I had to go to a sold-out restaurant in which I got to sit ringside and left a little bit early from. Then I get to go to a sold-out comedy show. Wow. I can't stop and get wings in the morning?
That's right.
Wrong.
You got it all right.
Two trays. Thank you.
Two trays?
Yeah, the same thing you got last time.
I'm busy
time.
Tomorrow. I apologize. Next
You're
Friday.
You're not busy tomorrow morning to pick up candlelight wings?
I'm sleeping. I'm going to take advantage of just a few extra hours, and I'm going to catch some Z's.
Come in at noon. Bring the wings. Nah. Well, we don't care what time you get here.
I got you next Friday.
No, you got us tomorrow.
You know what? I'll make you a deal. Since you ticked me off by being too confident about the Jets, talking about 10 wins, when the Jets win a football game.
By the way, don't forget, I have wiggle room on a game.
Okay, when the Jets win their first game, I'll bring in wings that following Friday because I'll be so happy. Deal. Done.
No. If you got to base it on the Jets winning, you should bring them in on a Monday.
Okay, I'll bring it up. Fine, you got
it. Why do I have to wait till a Friday? If the Jets win on a Sunday, I should be eating wings the next day.
Greg, you're 100% right.
Thank
if the
you.
New York Jets win on Sunday in Denver against the Broncos.
What about any Sunday?
Yeah, any Sunday. You know what? I love it. Every time the Jets win, Evan goes and gets the wings for Monday. It's called Victory Monday. Wing Victory. Come up with a name.
You know what he just did there?
What?
You just did something I never thought I'd hear you do.
What'd I do?
You just referred to yourself in the third person. You're like Jimmy now.
I'm like Jimmy?
Yeah, now you're like Jimmy.
Who's Jimmy?
Seinfeld reference.
Oh, God.
All right. You referred to yourself in the third person.
Have you ever referred to yourself?
Never.
Never. Not one time?
Not a single time in my life.
I'm going to look at the tape. You've definitely said
I've
Craig
never done it.
One time.
Never done it.
In this, it made sense. I think it actually fit for me to refer to myself as Evan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.